Thank you, Lord. Thank you, body of Christ, for giving God the glory due his name. He's worthy. He is worthy. Since God chose you to be the holy people he loves, how about that? Colossians 3:12. You must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Make allowance for each other's faults. Forgive anyone who offends you. Remember the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. And let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. For as members of one body, you are called to live in peace and always be thankful. Let the message about Christ in all its richness fill your lives. Teach and counsel each other with all the wisdom he gives. Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God with thankful hearts. And whatever you do or say, do it as a representative of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Living words. We thank you for them, Lord. We thank you for them. They challenge us a tiny bit, Lord. Maybe they challenge us a lot. But it's okay. We present ourselves to you as living sacrifices and ask you, Lord, to make it all the things that make up our life are in you. So thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Yes, the Lord is present. That's just wonderful scripture. It has something to do with everything, but you know, the Lord's present. He's present. We might accuse him of not being present sometimes. Like if we say to someone, the Lord is present and things aren't going the way that they would prefer that they go, they might say, well, yeah, I know he's present. Or I know he's here, but he's not present. I mean, I'm not feeling it. I'm not getting what I want. It's not, things aren't working out the way that I want them to. His presence is not about working things out the way we want them to. You know? He's present. He's mighty to heal. He's present to comfort. He's present to lead us into all truth. He's present. He is. That's what we have to do to have faith. We have to believe that he is. And then we have to believe that he rewards those who diligently seek him. And so to the best of our ability, we diligently seek him. And we shouldn't fall into condemnation thinking I must not be diligent enough. Or anything like that, you know what I mean? There's all of those things that the enemy comes in to try to steal, kill, and destroy the truth. That's why the Bible says, hold fast to the things that you know that are true. Don't believe the lies that the enemy tries to come up with. Just that. Well, this week I was praying and I was praying. And again, thinking about, am I praying? You know, just when we don't know what to say, the Holy Spirit gives us utterance. I rely on that a lot. I mean, I rely on that because I know that he's right. You know, but then I don't want that to just be my my standby, my little song I sing or something, you know. But why not, come to think of it? You see, there's this battle that goes on in our minds, and it's all just something from the enemy to keep us from actually entering in. And to keep us judging our prayers and condemning our prayers and questioning our prayers. And you know, it's like we end up going, if we really, really, really want to please God, you know, it's like we're spell checking our prayers. There's those feel, oh, this is useless. It is not. And so I didn't even go over that many things, but I was just praying, and I guess that as I was praying, I was kind of saying, Lord, I just wanna bless you. I just wanna pray like you want me to pray and love you like you want me to love you. And I just want, you know, and it's like, and I'm thinking to myself, for goodness sakes, Roger, grow up. You've been at this for 42 years. And then I'm thinking, wait a second, I haven't changed in 42 years. That's the same thing I want now that I wanted then. You know? Lord, don't let me go back. Lord, create in me a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within me. Don't cast your Holy Spirit from me. You know? I just, you know, those things that were so real to me then are so real to me now. It's not that I'm more confident in my relationship with God now than I was then. I'm not working my way into it, but I want to be perfected in love, you know. And he loved me. And he said, Roger, just be present. How does that work? No, that's not what I was doing. I caught it right away when he said it. But you know what I did then? I started thinking about how can I express this to people so that people can, you know, probably a lot of people know it that better than I do, but this is something if we just think about being, you know, and it's like he didn't say, shut up, Roger. I said, shut up, Roger. He didn't want me to figure out a message from it. Yes, I want to share the truth, man. I just love to share the truth, but he said, I want you to just be present. Try it sometime. You know, I want to tell you that you have to trust when you try it, because you can't do it right in your own mind. But just be present. Hide yourself with Christ and God. Just be present. Oh, you know, I can not know what to think until it's time not to think. And then what does your mind do? You know, and it's like, why would you have to think about being present? Or why would you have to think how to be present? Because. Just because. We want to be sure. There's nothing wrong with wanting to be sure. You know? And so, after a bit of, more than a bit of that, like for 5 or 6 days of that still, but in the middle I was doing some other things too, you know? And I happened to, I read a devotional about the name of the Lord. And it came from the verse that we sing. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous will run to him and be safe in the name of the Lord. And then you start thinking about the name of the Lord, and there's a name of the Lord for every circumstance in our lives. There is. You know, there's more than the Lord our righteousness and the Lord our healer and the Lord our deliverer and the Lord, you know. There's more than that because yes, those ones that we know, those ones that we've learned, the ones that we've recited. We know those, and we know that they contain everything, right? But sometimes we just need a personal nudge. And so that's where his name becomes what we need at that point in time. And so I'm thinking about that, and I get this picture in my head of like confetti. And I get this picture of like a place full of confetti, to just dive in, and on every piece of confetti there's a name, and to just go through and read the names. And then this morning the Lord reminded me of those plastic balls that the kids used to play in before they became unsafe. Yeah. Anyway, I was reminded of when we used to go and there would be those things, our Michael would disappear into the balls. And he would not surface. And you could watch to try to see if he was moving around, because there should be balls moving above him. It's like watching the bubbles and thinking there must be a fish down there, you know. And Vicky can help me with this, but I'm not certain that he ever came up when we called him. We would have to send in the crew to find him. And he knew what was going on, because when they found him, he always he'd just laugh, but he was submerged in those balls and just loving it under there. Man, I thought that I want to just be present in that with the Lord. Just dive under and just hide myself with Christ in God. You know? Just that. And, you know, and there's a difference in being present and being here. Did you know that? Because you can be here and not present. You know? You can be here and we got time. You can be here and having to be somewhere. And isn't it interesting that if you have to be somewhere, it becomes your focus, not here, not present, you know? And that reminded me of when, especially when I was in college, because in college they would do the roll, there were bigger classes, and they said your name and you better answer. And like, of course, in college, you could get lots of different answers because you're just an answer out there. But I mean, you know, usually someone said here, or someone said present, some just, meh, you know, whatever, a grunt or a growl. Or back then, nobody said nasty things, you know. But you know, and the truth was is that there were people that were sitting there that weren't present. And sometimes somebody else would answer for somebody who wasn't there at all. And some teachers let that ride, and some looked up to see where it was, and then it's busted. That's not a good thing, you know. But, you know, we can be here but not present. Just like we can spend time with the Lord and not really be present. You know, yes, I'm in my chair. Yes, I'm reading my Bible. Yes, I'm doing this. And yes, my mind is not where it belongs. You know? And it's worth it. It's worth it to just rein all of that in, you know? And that was the thing. God said, just be present. Just be present. I can talk to him all day long, all through the day. That's what I should do. You know? We can talk to him anytime, which is prayer, which is conversation. We can do that, and actually we should do that, because we aren't gonna get the day lined out and prayer time, no matter how much time we spend in prayer. We're going to ask him to guide us. We're going to ask him to show us the way. We're going to ask him to do some things for us. We're going to ask him something. You know, we're going to spend our time in our, quote, prayer time rattling, talking. I'm not knocking that. But I mean, I know that it's a fact we're going to do that. If we pray in tongues for an hour, we're going to be talking all that time. And then we're going to come out of it and we're thinking, okay, I spent my time with the Lord. And we're going to miss the rest of the day just being present, talking to him. Okay? And so we'll do a lot of things. We'll do a lot of things that we won't even discuss with God, when we could be discussing with him all the time. And I'm thinking, this is not a book yet. I'm thinking that perhaps that being present focus will be the thing that carries me for the rest of the day the better way. Just being present. You know? We want the Lord to speak to us. We really do. And he does, and sometimes he has to kind of do it in between what we're saying, and if he does it in between what we're saying, we're not positive that he said it. And sometimes he says such wonderful things, we're pretty sure that he didn't, because why would he say something wonderful like that to me? You know? I'm a simple man. And so he can give me simple assignments. Just be present. Now, in saying that to me, was he saying that I've wasted 42 years and haven't been doing it right? No. He's just pointing out something that I probably have done, that we probably all have done at one time or another. We have just brought ourselves together, got grouped up ourselves. I'm not talking about a big group, but I'm talking about we've gathered ourselves together and we have just been present with the Lord. And I think sometimes when I've been the most present with the Lord has been when I have got so focused on the Lord, I fell asleep. You know? That's peace, man. That's peace. The peace of God that passes understanding. Now, that's not. I don't go to time with God to get a good nap, but it doesn't. I got over the thing of being really condemned if I went to sleep. You know? Because sometimes I learned things in those sleeps. You know, it was in one of those present with the Lord times of sleep that the Lord delivered me from my concerns about the Sabbath. Because I was praying and then I was asleep. And then while I was asleep, I was talking to a friend saying that he needed Jesus. And the friend said, I've got Jesus, but I need to be an Adventist. I woke from that sleep laughing. I said, oh, praise the Lord. There it is. You see, because he was telling me Jesus wasn't enough. And I knew Jesus was enough. And so, you know, it may mean nothing to you, but it just delivered me. I came out of that one good. And I think that one came from just being present with God, I think. So that was a long time ago that I accidentally did it, what God was saying. But he said, I just want you to be present. He just wants us to be present. You know? We don't have to have some great theological prayer. You know? We don't have to have the perfect way to thank him. You know? Just be present. Have you noticed, I don't know if you've noticed, but I have noticed of late, like a lot of the worship songs, the new worship songs that are coming out, the major part of those songs is hallelujah. Let it be a hallelujah, a hallelujah, a hallelujah, A hallelujah. This morning there was a thing popped up on my screen, and I usually miss them because you got to punch them quick or else then I got to go find them, and I don't go find them because I don't know how to find them. But there was a new worship group that what? No. Not a song. Don't want a song. Want a group. Anyway, it's the worship the family of worship that Brandon Lake was with and now they got the little blonde girl that was singing that I didn't know who she was, but now I saw who she was. They were at the Charlie Kirk thing, you know, and this new song is Hallelujah. Yeah, I figured you knew it, you know. I don't know it. I just know that it came on. I'm thinking there's another. It's just Hallelujah. It's Hallelujah. Everything's Hallelujah. That's good. That's just great. That's real simple. You know, there's not 500 words you got to remember. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, but it is praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If you don't say anything all day long except praise the Lord, you've said a good thing. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yeah. You know, hallelujah. 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 You know, and dancing and shouting and praise. Hallelujah. Look at that old guy. I ain't old, I'm older. You know, but hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can do that. We can do that. Hallelujah. It's just sort of loops, you know? Hallelujah. Once you start saying hallelujah, just hallelujah. You know? It's a good thing to have stuck in your head. You know? I mean, when I go to jail, I hear people that have a lot of different things stuck in their head. Yeah. But hallelujah. Just be present with the Lord. Don't. You have a perfectly present with the Lord. Just you and the Lord. You be present. You don't have to be present like I'm present. I can't be present like you're present. Nobody can be present better than you can be present with the Lord. One day we will all be present with the Lord. We'll be present with the Lord. And we will have 10,000 things we want to say and we'll be speechless. Because he's so present. And see, we need to, it helps to consider that he is present. He is present. He is present always. Always. He doesn't fly in like Superman when Lois called. You know? He's not just on call and will show up, but he is here. He is here. He said, call me. But that didn't mean he wasn't here. When you call someone, it makes you aware you're calling someone. Have you ever called someone and forgot who you called? Huh? If you haven't, it's a treat. You know. But, you know, I mean, you punch the number and then of course, you've got a lot of things to think about before they answer. And then they answer, and it's like, what's the name on that one? You know? And you know, it brings us to present when we call upon the Lord. But we aren't calling upon the Lord because he's not near. We're calling on the Lord to get near. We're calling. We're just simply acknowledging what's true. He's there. You know? He's there. When we call some, when we expect them to be there. Then being as smart as we are as Christians, we realize that he was always there. And we should have called sooner. Sometimes I call Vicky and she doesn't answer. And sometimes that's okay, kind of, except for like if I'm in Walmart getting her list, she knows to be on call. Because I am going to have questions. You know. Even as far away as Mashix, I have questions. Once I'm shopping, I want her approval on something. And I can't believe that she doesn't answer. I do not understand. She said, I don't know why. My phone was in my pocket. I don't know why either, but I tried to call you and you didn't answer. I accidentally bought soap on my own decision. Watch out. Well, I think it has accidentally turned out to be a very good soap. But she wouldn't answer. And sometimes when she doesn't answer, I just don't get anything. But I just always feel like I should have because I liked it. I can buy stuff that I like. But anyway, yeah. So I just said, okay, she's not going to answer. I couldn't remember if we were actually out of soap or we just lost the soap. It seemed like a good deal to me when I did the math, so I bought that soap. There. I know it's not the kind that we had, but the truth is, I think this smells better, so I really like it. But I did it all by myself. Sadly to say, sometimes I think that we do that. We pray and then we do it all by ourselves. Yeah. We've made a plan and we want the Lord to agree with our plan, but we're not sure that the Lord will agree with our plan. And so rather than talk to him, we do it all by ourselves. You know? And sometimes we might do okay. And sometimes we may not do so well, and you know, we'll still be thinking, well, it smells better than the other. sometimes we're learning. We're learning. We better be learning. But the more time that we spend present with the Lord, the more we'll come out renewed and refreshed. So my goal is to be more present. You know, since he said, Roger, just be present, that sort of, either he's telling me, you've done this before, just redo what you know, or he's telling me, I think that you're old enough now to learn this. And I think that's wonderful. That he would have that much confidence in me that I would be ready. So I'm not, it doesn't matter whether I knew it, didn't know it, I've done it, probably, I know I've done it, but I am more determined to do it now than ever because to be present with the Lord. That's what we want, isn't it? I don't want to die. I want to be present with the Lord. I don't mind if I die because I know then I'll be present with the Lord. But I don't want to, I don't know. But, well, you all know, because you were in Sunday school, because it's been spread around, that Elowen Elaine, I have another granddaughter. You know? And she joins Everly. That's really pretty good for a guy of my age. To have them both down pat, I can spell them and everything. And I love them. I love the names. I do. Oh, somebody's going to say, that's kind of a weird name. I won't hit them. I'll just say, oh, but it's my granddaughter. You know? So, but, the special little things that God gives us, does for us, you know? He speaks and the sound of his voice is so sweet that the birds hush their singing. And the melody that he gave to me within my heart is ringing, and he walks with me. Ooh, hallelujah. And he talks with me. And he tells me, I am his own. I am his own. He tells us all, you're my own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, don't miss the joy of the Lord. The joy we share. Go ahead and enjoy the fact that he walks and talks with you and tells you that he is your own. Take a moment to just be joyous about it. You know, the joy of the Lord is our strength. There are so many that don't know anything about the joy of the Lord. Just haven't enter in to the joy of the Lord, the Bible says. Get on your joy. You know, it's like, and so many would say, well, what's the big deal? Oh, it's a big deal. And sometimes the biggest deal is us making a big deal about it. You know, it's a big deal. It's just, that's another thing that can kind of get on a loop. He's a big deal. Joy, 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 hallelujah, joy, 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 hallelujah, joy, 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 hallelujah, joy. Okay, I'm directing a little choir here. Anyway, so be present. That's all he wants, just be present. You can be present like nobody else can. You're the apple of his eye. So keep me as the apple of your eye, Lord. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me under the shadow of your wing, O Lord. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Lord, keep us. Keep us. Keep us. Oh, we might think we're not keepers, but we are. We are mountable fish. Jesus said, follow me, I'll make you fishers of men. So we praise you, Lord, and we thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to be present always with you. One day it'll just be us and you and everyone who knows you. But for right now, I'm yours. You are mine. I am the cup, Lord. Pour in the wine. I'm the candle. You make me shine. I'm yours. And you are mine. In Jesus' name we declare it. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.